Aid workers will finally reach the people of Baba Amr in Syria with food and medical supplies. But after nearly a month of shelling on that district, even aid workers are worried about what they might find. It's Friday, March 2nd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday. John is away, still at the TED conference in California. We're going to talk about the humanitarian crisis in Syria first. Also, the controversy over the new animated film, The Lorax, which comes out today. Is that film leftist propaganda or is it capitalist garbage? Because honestly, how could it be both? Many of you are still talking about a book that we talked about yesterday. It's called Our Black Year, about a year as an experiment spent buying only from black-owned businesses. A listener with the handle J in NYC posted this at our website. Every immigrant group that has ever come to the U.S. made it a point to keep dollars in their communities and even formed enclaves to do it. If black people decided to invest in themselves and create viable entities that bought, sold, bartered, and traded among black people, then black communities might thrive. All I'm suggesting is self-help is the best help. Give us your thoughts. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on our headlines. Iranians head for the polls today. It's the first nationwide balloting since the disputed re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad nearly 3 years ago. That was followed by violent protests. A high turnout in parliamentary elections is viewed as a boost for Iran's ruling Islamic system, whose leaders are calling it a duty and a right for every eligible Iranian to vote. And snow is slowing the progress of a Red Cross relief convoy that's heading toward Homs. Rebel forces evacuated that area yesterday after weeks of government bombardment. Residents caught in the middle have been left without power, water, food, and medical supplies. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says two French journalists, though, who've been trapped in Homs, have made it over the border into Lebanon. We're going to talk more about this in just a moment. The crisis about Americans being held in Egypt has eased. The Cairo government allowed the seven Americans to leave last night after the U.S. posted $5 million of bail for them and for nine other Americans who got out before the travel ban was imposed. One of the newly freed, Sam LaHood, son of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. The 16 Americans were on trial for fomenting unrest through non-governmental groups, but their trial, which started last Sunday, has now been postponed until April. The controversy continues, but the Senate has narrowly rebuffed a Republican attempt to allow employers and health insurers to opt out of health reform law provisions they consider morally objectionable. The vote was 51-48, and it included one Republican crossover, Maine Senator Olympia Snowe. She announced this week she will not run for a fourth term because of her frustration with a polarized Congress. Students are getting ready to return to class today at Chardon High School outside Cleveland. That's the site of a deadly cafeteria shooting Monday that left three students dead and two others seriously wounded. Suspect T.J. Lane was charged yesterday with three counts of aggravated murder, two of attempted murder, and one count of assault. It's expected he'll be tried as an adult. And prosecutors say the 17-year-old admits he took a .22-caliber pistol and a knife to school and then fired 10 shots at students. Last night, students linked arms and walked from the center of town to the high school. Today, they start the formal mourning for their fallen classmates with funerals scheduled tomorrow, Tuesday, and Thursday. Continental Flight 1267 departs from Phoenix at 11:59 tonight. It arrives in Cleveland tomorrow as United 1267. Once one of the largest U.S. carriers, Continental was bought out by United in 2010. They've operated under both names since then, but tomorrow, passenger reservations from the two airlines will be merged into one computer system, and you will only see the United name. Farewell to Continental Airlines. That might bring delays, by the way. Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed. Futures are down right now. The Dow will start at 12,980, the S&P at 1,374, the NASDAQ at 2,644. We're going to talk about the situation in Syria in just a moment. But as you heard, we're going to talk about the film The Lorax coming up later this hour. There's a great deal of controversy over that film. Some people say it's leftist propaganda. Other people say it's capitalist propaganda. Could it be both? How is that possible? What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org.